I was reading a magazine in a doctor's office, and I came across the word basic. It was defining. And when you see a word in a magazine, when you see a word in that way, you know that it's been around for a while, and it's probably already old. And I brought that to the attention of my students, and they thought it was hilarious. They said, yes, my old professor is using, you know, has discovered this new word, the new sense of basic. Then I gave them some terminology or some slang from when I was younger, and they had no clue what it was.
So language is always changing, from generation to generation and from year to year. And who better to talk about language than one of its creators? Kind of. Today on Parlay, or We'll Speak in French, I, Kendall Fahey, am cracking open my own book of words with someone who helped to write it. Let's get started. This is Rebecca Shapiro, a professor at the New York City College of Technology and the executive secretary at the Dictionary Society of North America.
And I'm one of, I think, the few people who study dictionaries and the history of dictionaries who also have done some freelance work editing and working on actual dictionaries currently.
Yeah, that too. Rebecca is considered a lexicographer. In fact, the whole Dictionary Society is full of lexicographers. It's basically the name for people who make dictionaries, and lexicography is the art of making them. They're the ones who decide on what words make the cut for the dictionary, and it isn't easy.
Our job is to tell either readers or students or other, you know, people going to dictionaries when to use something, when it is occurring, and what it actually means. There are typically three ways words enter our language: conquest, culture, commerce. A recent word that I've heard is yalla, and since it came from another alphabet, the English transliteration is usually Y-A-L-L-A-H.
Yalla is the Arabic word for come on, let's go, and hurry up.
So I went to Urban Dictionary, and you can see about when it entered the dictionary, starting around 2003. And I said to my students, what happened around 2003, 2004, 2005? And one older person, the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan. I said, that's right. How did we get this word in our language? And they said, conquest.
New words like yalla pop up all the time. It's one of the many reasons our dictionaries today aren't the same as they were even 10 years ago. People become more literate and education increases, so the dictionaries have to change with them.
In the 18th and 19th centuries, people were learning how to read, which is, of course, good. School was becoming cheaper and more readily accessible for boys and girls. There was interest in improving someone's social class. So dictionaries and speaking well and learning, you know, proper words or how to spell was really important.
As society moves to a more technological age, dictionaries are forced to change too. More and more online resources have been created, like Urban Dictionary and Dictionary.com, to deal with the online movement.
With online dictionaries, there's no limit. With dictionaries that were on the page, obviously cost was an enormous concern for lexicographers.
With more space and less concern for money, more words can be added to the dictionaries, and more people can access them. However, with the move to the internet, lexicographers are seeing less and less work. Don't get me wrong, dictionaries are still being made, and people like Rebecca still have jobs, but they just aren't as frequent or as normal.
Technology companies are going to be employing linguistic and lexicographical, or what otherwise it would be called in that context, natural language processing models to identify what people are looking for and how to give them the best source of information.
But there is always that question. Will language ever stop? Will we ever stop questioning words or coming up with new ones? Will language ever stop evolving?
I don't think that people are going to stop. It's just going to occur differently because needs change over time. Now that we have greater literacy, does that mean that people need different words? Do we need different definitions? Do we need different sites and sources? Language is always going to change, and people are always going to try to regulate it, and people are always going to say, no, you can't do that. No, language will never stop changing.
I don't know about you, but it's kind of a comfort to me that there will always be new words and new cultures appearing in the English language, and really in any language, I think. French, Spanish, German. Nothing is permanent, and everything can change. And I'm kind of thankful that language is fluid. It makes life more exciting. For WHJE, this is Parlay, or We'll Speak in French. Special thanks to Rebecca Shapiro for talking with me. For more stories like this, and for more episodes of Parlay, visit WHJE.com.